This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's get to it. Friends, we have what's going on in your country, only to, again, affirm what we've always said. We have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, court documents reveal Google believes, as if to suggest they're a law unto themselves. And this is what happens when people garner wealth, friends. They become distorted. But here we have Google saying that they believe free speech is disastrous for society. Well, just think about it. If there wasn't the rule of law in the United States of America concerning the laws that have been established for over 242 years, they wouldn't have a society to be in the first place. But of course, they're too reprobate. They lack the discernment to judge right from wrong to know the difference. But again, it only confirms what we've always said. They're a demigod. They're a law unto themselves. They rule arbitrarily according to their own wicked heart. The Bible clearly says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And the Bible also tells us that anybody that trusts in their own heart is a fool. Friends, and here we have it. In America, I ask you a question. Are you going to allow them to rule the roost? Because that's exactly what they're doing through a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights even today. Going on, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have a shocking video posted by attorney Michael Snyder on Sons of Liberty Media where it shows Florida ballots transported by private vehicles being transferred into a rental truck on election night. Hey, America, let me say it this way. People are still trying to figure out how Keith Ellison got into the position of becoming the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota. And people are saying, you stupid Minnesotans. You know, the fact of the matter is, they're not stupid on that curve, friends. Where they become ignorant is where they begin to trust the system. As I shared with you the other day when we were watching polls and noticing, friends, that every county in the state of Minnesota, 95%, 98 percentile, friends, was red. And there was just a little blue. And to suggest that there's 100,000 to 120,000 Muslims that are advocating not for American law, but for Sharia law in America, that's why they're getting behind Keith Ellison. But what's interesting to note, friends, that he received over 1.1 million votes. It doesn't jive. Where the American people become ignorant is when they begin to trust the very media that they declare that they don't trust. Over 94% of Americans don't believe the media. But keep in mind, when you go to look at the statistics concerning polling in the state of Minnesota, guess where you have to go? Back to the same media that doesn't tell you the truth, but advocates and throws in rain rains down upon the American people propaganda 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, a year, I'm sorry. But this is the problem, America. It's what's going on with voter fraud in the United States of America. And you know what's happening, so to suggest that you're just going to turn and look the other way as if it's not going to happen again during the next cycle, you've got another thing coming, America. And by the way, that is the very reason there's a Keith Ellison or a Tim Walz or this new homosexual chief of police that we have in Hennepin County, America. I mean, folks, this is all planned from A to Z. And to further solidify that point, just ask none other than if you love him or hate him, it matters not, who was sitting down at the basement when Jesse Ventura became the president of the state, and you can literally call it that, but the governor of the state of Minnesota. It was the CIA that had a meeting with him in the basement, and the first thing Jesse Ventura said to him is, "What are you doing here?" Folks, you need to understand the purpose of the CIA is to continuously keep everything in every place that you know on this globe in a continuous state of turbulence and warfare, folks. Upending a system to replace it with a new system, and that's their whole purpose. I mean, can you imagine this, guys? Yeah, I work for one of these agencies that are a part of being subversive to American governments, and you know, I go home and my wife and my kids say, "Hey, Dad, how you doing today? How was your day at work?" It was great, man. I had a great day. You know, we just shook things up over here, and we lied about this over here. We killed this guy over here, and oh, we had a little voter fraud going on over there, so they needed a different candidate, so we put him in the place, and of course he won because we were the ones that were feeding the system to bring the poll in our favor and in our direction. But you know, most people didn't even realize that both candidates were set up by us in the first place. I mean, can you imagine telling your family and how much more of a coward, how much more of a sick excuse for a human being can you be? And you idiots that are doing the biddings of your father, the devil, read John 8:44. Again, do you think for one moment you're lying to other people on their behalf? Do you think for one moment they're not lying to you? Are you really that ignorant? You're the worst kind of a human being. In every sense of the word, and you deserve what you get at the end of the day. And by the way, if you want to look out those quotes that I was just talking about concerning the CIA, go to John Stockton. He'll tell you exactly what the deal is. He's a former agent for the CIA. I mean, I just, honest to God, and I mean that before God, I don't understand where people think that when they're done here, that they just go back into the dirt. No. You don't end here. You go to the second life. You meet your judge, Hebrews 9:27. Like it or not, believe it or not, it doesn't matter what you believe. It is irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, we are here. Common sense tells us, and conscience tells us, we have an obligation before God to do the right thing before Him and man. And yet you want to try to convince yourself that, well, when you're dead, you just go back into the dirt. No, you don't go back. Your body may, but your soul doesn't. It lives on. And then the recompense falls, either for good or for negative. We're going to come right back. I got an attitude problem today, friends, let me tell you. And the attitude is right, because I'm sick of reading off news like this to my listeners on a daily basis. But if you're so sick and tired of it the way I am, get out and do something about it, because that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about what's going on your turf, America, in America. And I was just highlighting some quotes here. And it's interesting, friends, because when you look over at what John Stockton said, former agent of the CIA, he said that the purpose of the CIA was to keep the world unstable and to destabilize, friends, everything they touch. The CIA, by the way, their primary mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, and disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policymakers in making decisions relating to national security. Baloney. Remember what President Truman rightly said. He said, had I known that the CIA was the version of the SS, the Americanized version of the German Gestapo, he said I would have had nothing to do with them in any sense of the word. This is what you're dealing with in this country, friends. And they have their tentacles, their fingers on everything. Going back to what I was saying during the last segment, friends, about Keith Ellison and the governor, friends, there's no possible way that they were voted in by the people in the state. There's no possible way. Everything was lined up. Friends, the fix was in. And it's happening across the country. I'm on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, and I'm highlighting right now what's going on across the United States of America. Here, let me give you another one. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. As un-American as it gets, newly elected Muslim Rashida Tlaib celebrated while draped in a Palestinian flag. Are you telling me, America? Folks in Michigan voted for this? Are you kidding me? But this is what they want you to believe. They want you to, folks, just like I told someone today, I said, the system that's been rigged far too long in this country needs to be lawfully dealt with. And until we find some heroic souls to stand up and lawfully deal with them, friends, nothing's going to change. And it truly is not. There is voting fraud going across the boards in the United States in a major, major way. So before you start calling, or I start calling, anybody stupid for what they accept in a certain state, that's all we have to now look to, friends, is the voting system. That's what we need to go to. That's what we need to correct. That's what we need to call out. We have another one, just to prove the point, line upon line, precept upon precept. In Broward County, you know where that alleged shooting took place in Parkland, Florida? Well, they have Brenda Snipes there. The worst person is in charge of Broward County's count. See, folks, they appoint the people. And then what they do is they deceive the people into believing, well, you were the ones that put her there through your vote. And again, let me tell you, Joseph Stalin, he was the one that said, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And we're calling out voter fraud. We're calling out, friends, those that are appointed as the fox in the chicken coop to make sure everything goes the direction concerning those that are rigging the system. And by the way, let's go back to the state of Minnesota. Don't go to Tim Walz and say, hey, listen, we got massive voter fraud here. He's the new governor. Don't go to Keith Ellison, the top cop, mysteriously, friends, and say, oh, there's massive voter fraud here. Or going back to Mark Ritchie, the former Secretary of State, where they knew that there was massive voter fraud going on in this country over in the last 15 years that we know of. Folks, it's the massive voting fraud that took place that put them into office. Do you think for one moment that they're going to turn around and correct it? Absolutely not. If you take that to Keith Ellison, the new Attorney General in the state of Minnesota, keep in mind, friends, he said that he wouldn't have won without the Smalley vote. It doesn't make any sense. He had 1.1 million votes. There was only 120 Somalians in the state of Minnesota that are not, again, advocating for American law. They're advocating Sharia law. That's illegal. That's illegal in this country, America. Right? But you know what he said during one of his meetings? We need to bring a lot more Somalians into the state of Minnesota. Why? Because he's going to run for governor soon enough, and he needs more people here to put him in position. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. If you don't love your country enough to fight for it, someone else will have it. And that's just exactly what's happening in the country today. It's exactly what's happening. We have another article here. We have a Muslim here. Asha Yaqub. I mean, we can't even pronounce their name. Hey, friends, again, to go to show you, you know, they give their victory speeches here in America in Arabic or with the Palestinian flag wrapped around them. Is that your vote, America? But look at it. It shows you that they're not here to assimilate to your way of life, to your laws, the Mosaic Institution, friends. They are here to usurp. When you have people winning office, when they're swearing in on a Quran, which is antithetical to we the people and incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, don't sit back and tell me that, America, you voted for this. Because it's not true. It's just not true. So therefore, you have a system being put in place and is in place, again, that lawfully needs to be dealt with. Because, folks, there's nobody that can deny it. Hey, listen, the foreign sodomite plants himself, Barack Hussein Obama, whined about it when the new administration stomped Hillary Clinton. Well, let me tell you something. First and foremost, Hillary Clinton didn't have the support of the people. I've already shared that with you 100 times. And when I'm saying she had not the support of the people, I meant she had not the support of the people. She had to put on Craigslist to pay people to come sit during her little stump rallies, friends. And they weren't allowed to even go to the bathroom, okay? When she started off her presidential campaign in Iowa, keep in mind there was only 22 people that showed up. Guess what? 14 of them were with the press. So folks, don't tell me you're not being lied to. Joseph Goebbels, SS officer Joseph Mengele, He said, in blurting the truth out in his confusion, he said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Yep, that's how deceived the people were in Germany. And don't think for one moment it's not happening today. But listen to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim Asha Yacoub defeated in Georgia election. Okay? Who would have voted her in? Who's opening the doors for these people to come in here and have their way? Were you around in September 11th, 2001, friends? Were you around over the last 17 years when you were told by the CIA-controlled media? Because they're using the Muslims, they're using the gays, they're using the socialists and the communists and to fund any other group that they can fund to create domestic insurrection within the United States of America for their own advantage. Because Mark 3:25 comes to my aid, when the house that's divided against itself, friends, when it's divided against itself, it's not going to stand. And that's the whole purpose. They're weakening you by doing these things to you, America. And if you want to strengthen yourselves, then deal with the crime. It's just simple, and it's that simple, friends. Let me give you another one, brand new article. Be on your guard, America. Muslims winning U.S. elections. It's almost like a nightmare. No, it's not. This is exactly what, folks, I'm laughing, and I'm not even laughing sadistically. I'm laughing because it's like America. How many times do I need to tell you? How many times do I need to point the finger? You can sit there and be inundated by whatever they're throwing on you today. It doesn't matter. I'm going to keep sticking to the word to show you what's coming regardless. And by the way, all those people that are inundating you with propaganda, they're on the boat too. They just don't realize it yet. They don't realize as they're shooting holes in the bottom and the base of the ship, they're sinking with the ship. They just don't realize that they're getting paid to do the things that they're doing to you. And then when it goes all the way back to the deluder, Satan himself, well, guess what? He laughs at all of you. And America, let me say this. You're going to go down in history as the greatest bunch of fools for what you're allowing today. Because you know within your conscience something's not right. You know within your conscience, continuously, over and over and over again, recollecting and reiterating the point that there's voter fraud going on. We had Ron Branston here yesterday telling the American people this is. He gave specific numbers. He gave the number of the counties. And I was just talking about in the state of Minnesota. Can imagine what's going on? Can you imagine what's going on in your country as well? Or in your state? I'm sorry, I keep saying country at times. When I'm speaking about the states, that's how our forefathers used to talk about their prospective states. They would say, this is my country. This is my country. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm from Pennsylvania. 13 colonies. They considered their states to be their countries. So with that, do forgive me for being old-minded here in the sense of concerning our history. But again, friends, we're in it right now. We're going to come back. I've been talking about imagine with me what America could be like again. I'm going to get to that on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
Election officials, campaign operatives, and lawyers across Florida are gearing up for a massive recount in the Senate race and gubernatorial race. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida on Fox News to discuss what's going on.
So this is a pattern of, at a minimum, incompetence, and it's embarrassing to the state. Voters deserve better. This is not even a partisan thing. This is a county that apparently cannot count votes, as well as a county that just got wiped out by a hurricane.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake and Democrat Senator Chris Coons plan to ask for a floor vote on legislation that would shield Special Counsel Robert Mueller from a firing when the Senate returns next week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that won't be necessary.
As you can imagine, we speak frequently. It's never been any indication that he wants to dismiss Mueller or the investigation. It's going to be allowed to finish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yesterday we were talking about Keith Ellison. The day before we were talking about Keith Ellison and highlighting his crimes and magnifying the law against his crimes. And it's interesting how when we look at what's going on in this country today, we can see that lawlessness is prevailing through deception. It's only through deception. Remember, it's a Saul Alinsky tactic to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And it's a part of judgment once again. But folks, if you look at any dictatorship, you'll always find a system set up in like manner as to which we're dealing with today. It's always the media being used to belittle the masses, to convince the masses of the lie. Every one of them, that's how they survived. And it's true when, folks, you hear that tyrants rise when justice dies. It's exactly right. How do you look at 325.7 million people in this country, and how do you expect to get a pass when you see what's going on here, when you're dealing with such a small minority of criminals? And criminals they are. There's no nice way to say it. My point is, yesterday we had a caller, David, from San Francisco. And he'd asked me, you know, when Keith Ellison was being brought up, you know, is it verifiable what things are being said about Keith Ellison? which you don't have to really go online and you don't really have to dig too deep to find out. We could spend a week on who Keith Ellison is, a traitor to his God and to his country. That's who Keith Ellison is. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. He's a traitor. He's committed treason against God and treason against his own people. And when we got the phone call from David from San Francisco, it was almost, and I'm not putting words into David's mouth because I think Dave's a good guy, and I like Dave. And thank you for the call if you're listening, Dave, when you do call in. But it almost felt like, you know, we had no ground to actually make accusation. First of all, I want to say this. I'm not a gossip, number one. Number two is, if someone's got something to say to me, I'll confront them until they say it to me. Or I'll be the first one to say it to the person I have a problem with when I get the opportunity. But to take it a step further, Keith Ellison started attacking me on a nationwide basis, namely through the Daily Beast. People don't realize how radical Bradley Dean is. Well, now he's the AG in the state of Minnesota. Hopefully he'll make the mistake of coming this direction again. And if he does, we will lawfully deal with him. You heard what I said. Radical to me is when someone advocates what God condemns clearly, namely our laws. He's the top cop, and yet he has over 10 speeding tickets in 10 years from 2006 to 2016. Shows me he has no regard for law. During his debates, he sits there and talks about how you better bet your, he said, in so many words, he said, you better bet your, I don't know if he said bottom dollar, but he said, you better bet that I'm going to be there to defend these women that are murdering their babies in the womb. As he's the chairman for the LGBT, which is a felony in the state of Minnesota. So he's advocating felons. He's advocating murder in the womb. And he's talking his whole campaign. His little ditty was to tell the people he's going to defend people when he's the one advocating crime. And he wants to be the top cop. Well, he started going out there talking about me, so what I did is I took the time to try to get him on the radio. Hey, Keith, jump on the radio with me and confront me on the radio. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy. I'm not trying to be controversial. But if you got something to say, say it to me and let everybody hear it. And, of course, they don't operate that way. Do you remember when Jesus, remember, he said that they'll say all manner of evil against me? And people said in response, in a different section of Scripture, he said that, it said that some people believe that he's a good man. Other people believe that he was a deceiver. Right? But do you notice that when he was crucified, did you notice how they set up their little courts in the middle of the night? They had to arrest him at night. You know why they did that? Because they wanted to do everything that they did in the absence of the people because they were afraid of the multitudes. That's exactly how people like this operate. This is exactly how the media operates, by the way, in this country. They don't ask me questions. They just make accusations. They put words into my mouth. They try to put questions in the minds of their readers to the credibility of guys like me. Well, that's fine. You know, my reputation was lost when I gave my life to Christ. It's the Lord's business to hold my reputation, whatever it may be. But if I'm hated by all men for Christ's sake, you know what? That's the reputation I want. Because I'm not here looking for the approbation of men in any sense of the word. Going back to Keith Ellison. Speaking to Dave, the caller from yesterday. You asked me if I could dig up the audio of me actually calling in to Keith Ellison. Well, I can tell you this. It's online. I did a little homework for you over the last hour, and I pulled up Bradley Dean crank calls. This is coming from my enemies, friends. Bradley Dean crank calls Keith Ellison, alleges that Muslims want to execute gays. Okay, it has nothing to do with what I said here. I wanted Keith Ellison to make his accusations and whatever he had to say. I wanted him to say it to me on the radio again so everybody could hear it. But if you'd like to go online and check it out, you can see how it works. Just to verify my point, which I always do, Bradley Dean crank calls Keith Ellison. It wasn't a crank call in any sense of the word. But again, there it is. Bradley Dean's crank calling Congressman Ellison. No, I wasn't. I wasn't being disrespectful, neither. I was on the phone. I was live. I said, can I speak to Keith Ellison, please? Okay? That's all I said. And he came back and said, through his secretary, that he could not take my phone call right now. Of course not. And this is, hey, listen, let me tell you something. This is how my accusers operate. This is how the accusers of Christians operate. They have to do it through hearsay. They have to do it through, I heard from so-and-so, and I heard from so-and-so, and he said so-and-so about so-and-so, and it must be true. I remember being on the front page of the paper in three different states. An attorney from Huffington Post wrote about me. And when I called, I texted him. I never got on the phone with him because he wouldn't return my phone call. But I texted him and I said, where did you get your information from? He said, I heard this. This is how they operate, friends. And then if a reporter's there, what they do is they take bits and pieces and then they throw it out to the public when they try to pervert the meaning of what you're saying. This is how they operate. This is how politicians operate. This is how your media operates. And you feel safe in your country, friends? This is ridiculous. But to bring this to closure, friends, do yourself a favor. Go online. Bradley Dean crank calls Keith Ellison. Go ahead and listen to the audio. The audio is there for you. And, of course, they put a bent and a bias on there. And, of course, they try to put me in a light, which is not me in any sense of the word. And again, I'm still waiting for them to get on the radio with me, but they don't want to do that because that's not how it flies. And they probably got a whole whopping 5 shares on this, I'm guessing. Let me see. Because again, they don't have the support. And remember what I said about Saul Alinsky, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they had to take their share button off. They're doing so well, friends. And keep in mind, this is also coming from a homosexual reporter. Reprobate, Romans 1:24. Read that when you get a moment. But it's online. Just wanted to make sure everybody understood that I was on the defensive. They're not on the offensive. I was the one that was under attack by Keith Ellison, and he was the coward that wouldn't get on the radio with me. Okay. With that said, folks, it's been a day. Let me tell you. And the last thing I like doing is I don't like adding heaviness to people that listen to the show. But that heaviness is not going to be taken away until you stand up. Those things that are weighing you down, read Matthew 11:28. Those things that are weighing you down, friends, are weighing you down. And they're causing your back and your body to bow to what's going on out there through oppressive means. And the only way it's going to go, friends, is when you stand up and say, oh, no more, no more. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to imagine with me, if you will, what America could be like again. Again, I said again, okay? John Adams, February 22nd, 1756, said, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for the only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member should be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. What a utopia, what a paradise would this region be, said John Adams. Now, I want to tee this up for you real quick, and I got one more segment coming up on the other side of this one. My family and I live in a rural area in the state of Minnesota where every spring we have the opportunity of seeing the farmers plowing up the dirt in their field so that they can plant their seeds. And when the fall comes around, they bring in the seeded harvest, right? Reproduces after its own kind. Every spring I ask my children, what are those farmers doing out there, I ask them. They tell me, well, Dad, they're plowing, Hosea 10:12. What do they do after they plow, I ask. They plant their seeds, Mark 4, Galatians 6, 7. I then ask, what do they do after that? My kids answer, Dad, they harvest in the fall the fruit of their seeds planted. I replied that, well, you're right. The seed reproduces after their own kind, don't they? Duh, of course. Okay, I'm going to pick up on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm gone from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to give a shout-out to our friends, Michael Roach, over at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our YouTube page. Posted a brand-new one this morning. Yesterday, actually, it went up this morning. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. YouTube, put media in there as well if you'd like to. And with that said, if you'd like to call in, last segment, 1-866-582-9933. There's some sort of echo going on in here. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about a seed reproducing after its own kind. Just sharing with you how I ask my children what those farmers are doing out there in the springtime, and they tell me that they're plowing. And then I ask them, what do they do after they plow? He said that, well, they plant their seeds. I then ask, what do they do after that? Dad, they harvest in the fall the fruit of their seeds that they planted. I replied, you're right. The seed again reproduces after its own kind. So America, I ask, is there any denying the type of seed that was planted in the spring when harvest time comes around in America? No, because the harvest bears fruit in reproduction of the seeds which were planted again in the spring. Now, we have over 86% of the American people that profess to be Christians, and over the last 242 years, we can see what type of seed our forefathers planted by the harvest that has been brought forth in the present. Common sense comes into play here. This is what I always go to when people say, well, I was told we weren't a Christian nation. Well, you know what? That's fine. You're being lied to. The fingerprints of the Most High God are everywhere in this country, and on allegedly 86% of the people's hearts in this country as well. So again, there's no denying the seed by looking at the harvest. When you go to George Washington, for example, when we look to him, we can get a clear understanding as to whom he was reproduced after. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Listen to what he said. This was a prayer of George Washington. He said, O eternal and everlasting God, direct my thoughts, words, and work. Wash away my sins in the immaculate blood of the Lamb and purge my heart by the Holy Spirit. Daily frame me more and more in the likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that living in thy fear, the fear of the Lord, filial, and dying in thy favor, I may in thy appointed time obtain the resurrection of the justified unto eternal life. Bless, O Lord, the whole race of mankind, and let the world be filled with the knowledge of thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ. Hello. Hello. This was the inception. This was the beginning, folks, of who we are. And this is what the Lord reproduced as the very first president of the United States of America. Now, it's not my objective to approve the obvious facts or to prove the obvious facts that America is a Christian nation. It's my objective to show you what and who America has been since our inception. So imagine with me, if you will, okay? Imagine a people that walk in the fear of the Lord in departing from iniquity, lawlessness, Proverbs 16:6, okay? When you go to Proverbs 8:13, it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Imagine a nation that holds to the laws that the Lord gave that they might remain a free people in doing that which He commands. Read Exodus 20, John 8:36, and Romans 3:31. Hey friends, imagine a nation where right is right and wrong is wrong. Deuteronomy 19:19. You ready to rock this? Imagine a nation where both men and women, both young and old, love the Lord their God with all of their heart, with all of their soul, and with all of their minds. Matthew 23:37-39. And their neighbors as themselves, Mark 12:30, Romans 13:8-10. Imagine a nation free from vice and division, 1 Corinthians 1:10, and unified under Christ, who is our head. The head of him who is the head of all principality and power, Matthew 23:37, also Ephesians 4:5. Imagine a nation, if you will, where Americans execute justice for the fatherless and the widows and love the resident alien, giving him food and clothing. Deuteronomy 10:18. Imagine where the pulpits in the churches of America thunder again out the word of God and hating sin and loving righteousness, Hebrews 1:9, and setting the nations aflame to the glory of God. Read Psalm 104:4. Imagine with me, if you will, where representatives in American government that are just and ruling in the fear of God, 2 Samuel 23:3, by magnifying the U.S. Constitution and the laws which they swore to uphold. Imagine a land free of which God forbids, Psalm 19:11, and where true freedom and liberty is defined. Again, imagine a land free of that which God forbids. Imagine a people free from idolatry, Exodus 20:3, and serving only one God, John 14:6. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Imagine a nation free from the sodomites who pervert, 1 Kings 14:24 and 1 Kings 15:12. Imagine a nation free of pornography, which is illegal, Matthew 5:28. Imagine a nation free of drunkenness, Proverbs 20, verse 1. Imagine a nation free of immorality of every kind, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Imagine a nation free from gambling, covetousness, Exodus 20, verse 17, while being content with what we have been given, Philippians 4:11. For it is certain that we can take nothing out with us after death, 1 Timothy 6, verse 7. This is real freedom, friends. Real freedom is found in the liberation from sin. Not to commit sin, Matthew 1:21. The Bible tells us that Jesus came into the world to deliver his people from their sin, not to remain in their sin, John 8:32, 1 John 3:4. A.W. Tozer said Christian liberty is freedom from sin, not freedom to sin. And sin is the transgression of God's moral law. When you violate God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, friends, rest assured you are committing the act of sin. And again, sin is the transgression of God's law. 1 John 3:4, that is the very definition. It's not missing the mark the way that you've been told today. Let me say it again. A.W. Tozer rightly said, Christian liberty is freedom from sin, not freedom to sin. This is, in fact, what America looked like when we adhered to the Word of God, understanding why we were and still are called the light of the world by other nations. America, are you going to let the small population go ahead and put out your light? Are you going to allow the sins within to put out the light? Or are you going to get it on and get real with the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts verse 20, verse 21, chapter 20, verse 21, forgive me. Folks, does this sound familiar? Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. You are the most blessed nation on the planet, friends. Took you 6,000 years to get there. Are you going to let it go after 242 years? You going to forget about the sacrifice on Calvary and the sacrifice of your relatives, friends, who fought, bled, and died to give you what you have today by tucking tail and getting out of Dodge, at least temporarily, only to face your judge, jumping out of the frying pan into the fire? You know, it's interesting, the people that are the first ones to say, you know, I just can't wait to get out of here. Well, when you read the book of Amos, friends, and you look to the prophets of old, which is still very much alive today, friends, it's interesting how they want to get out of here. They want to get out of their duty. They want to be raptured. They want to be taken out of here because of their responsibility, only to face the judge that commanded them to do what they left off. And what comes to my mind right now is Psalm 50. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. And I think of what is found in the book of Amos where he said, prepare to meet your God. Folks, the day of the Lord is darkness and not light. I know you've been told just the exact opposite in this country, but you better get it on with the Word of God, friends, and start taking adherence to it and take heed to it. That seed, that Word of God may be engrafted into your souls to save your souls. As you, individually, America, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I just said, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Psalm 33, verse 12. You know, to those in my generation, do what you want to do. It's not working out for us, man. Proverbs 24, 21 says we're not to meddle with those that are given change. We all know what this country looks like without its loving adherence to the living God. Matthew 22, 32, it's becoming a living hell as promised to a disobedient people. Psalm 9, 17. As Charles Spurgeon rightly proclaimed, sin and hell are married together unless repentance proclaims the divorce. 2 Corinthians 7:10. So, friends, imagine a reality that once was in this God-blessed nation, which our forefathers planted, that we may again reap a nation which heaven itself intended. Read Jeremiah 6:16. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23 for 2 hours.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.